Hi, this is Matthew. The date is February 25th, 2019, and I'm here with my dad.
Hi, I am Patrick Fry. I am your dad.
Okay, so you were swatted in 2011. Tell me about what happened.
So I should probably explain what swatting is. Swatting is when somebody is angry at you and so they make a hoax call to the police and they tell the police that something bad has happened at your house, but they pretend to be you. So what happens is they'll call the police and say, "Hi, I'm Matt," and then they'll give Matthew's address, and then they'll say, "And I just shot somebody." And then they're hoping that will cause the police to show up with guns and point them at Matthew or at somebody who's at Matthew's house. So that's what happened to us. We were all here, actually.
Do you want to play the recording?
Yeah, so I actually have a recording of the call that was made to the sheriff's department, and this is somebody who was calling, reporting a shooting at this address.
Friday, 7/1/2000. 11 at 12:16 a.m.
I need a sheriff's station, Cousins. How can I help you? Hello?
Hello?
Alameda Sheriff's Station, how can I help you?
Yes, I'd like to report a shooting.
Okay, where's the shooting?
Now here he gave our address, but that's been redacted out of the recording. That's why there's silence.
What's the address?
And then he repeated the address, so again, it's redacted out.
And who was shot?
A woman.
What woman?
I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know? Who shot her?
A man shot her.
What man shot her?
I shot her.
You shot her. You shot your wife?
Yes.
What's your name? Hello?
And that's pretty much the end of the call.
To me, the recording sounds unrealistic. It's not really how someone would talk.
Yeah, I can understand that. There are a lot of hoaxes like this. It happened to a lot of celebrities, and I'm not saying I'm a celebrity, but it happened to a lot of people and was reported in the newspapers. But at the same time, the police have to take a call like that seriously. Because it could be that, what the person saying happened actually happened. So to complete the story, what actually happened was the police got that call of a shooting at our address, and they came knocking on our front door, and I went to answer the door, and I saw probably about 5 police officers, and a couple of them were pointing guns at me and telling me to put my hands up.
All right, so tell me about what happened that night.
Yeah, so I opened the door, and like I say, there's all these police officers there. They're pointing guns at me, and they told me to put my hands up. They had me turn around, put my hands behind my back, and they walked me up the street to a police car they had waiting there and put me in the police car. And there was a helicopter flying overhead, and there was a fire truck and an ambulance and about 5 or 6 police cars, and they went inside our house and woke up your mother, made sure you guys were alive.
And I slept through the whole thing.
Yeah, you slept through the whole thing, and then I think you were upset the next day that you missed all the excitement.
Yeah.
They very quickly figured out that it was a hoax, and that, you know, I explained to them that obviously I thought that somebody was doing a hoax. And one thing you might want to ask me is why somebody might do this.
Yeah, okay, so why would somebody do this?
So I can only guess. The case was reported to the authorities, obviously, was never solved. But I was writing on the internet about a man who had been convicted of setting off several bombs back in the 1980s. And all I can say is, there are other people who also wrote about that guy's criminal history in addition to me, and a bunch of those other people got swatted too. So draw your own conclusions. But to me, that says that there's something related there.
Yeah.
So I think it was somebody on the internet basically upset at me who had a violent criminal history or was linked to somebody who had that violent criminal history. So that is the interesting thing that happened to us.
All right. So is that everything you wanted to say?
Sure, I think so. That's probably enough.
All right. Thank you.